550 KMAN.
And welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN here on this Monday morning. We're talking today with Cheryl Collins from the Riley County Historical Museum. She joins us here for a discussion on the history of Valentine's Day this morning. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
This is going to be a fun one today, I believe. It's always fun when we talk with you here.
Valentines are fun, too.
Even without the conversation hearts.
Yes.
You know
yes.
They're gone now.
I know. Isn't that
Do you
that
have some
sad?
Preserved?
You know, I don't know if we do.
I don't know why you would.
Well, we have a lot of strange things. Those would be a little bit difficult to preserve, though, because of the materials they're made out of. But We'll take a look. Yeah.
Yeah, no those, conversation hearts anymore.
Those were a staple of Valentine's Day when I was growing up.
Oh, and it we took them to heart when we were kids. You know, you never know what that little girl might be thinking about you. Unless you got a...
It was a hint.
Be mine.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we want people to give us a call here. Give us your Valentine's Day memories here. If you got somebody you'd like to share, we're going to have a couple segments here with Cheryl this morning. 537-1350, we'll take your calls here. And love to hear from you about some of your favorite memories. I remember, you know, being in school and getting those Valentines, have the thing on the end of my desk, and such a great time. It's a fun thing for kids, and it is kind of, it shows how much people appreciate each other.
Yes, it really is kind of a nice thing. And you did the pouch on the end of the desk. We decorated shoeboxes. Everybody had to bring a shoebox to school, and then you glued crepe paper and doilies on it, and everybody had a shoebox mailbox.
Yeah, that's so cool. And you've even brought some Valentines here that I know that you can also find on the website here.
Yeah, the Riley County Museum website, www.rileycountyks.gov/museum. We have some Valentines from our collection on there that you can print out so you can give them away on Valentine's Day.
And what's the significance of these? Is there any historical significance here?
Well, these are postcard Valentines, and postcard Valentines were really, really popular around the turn of the century, and all of these date from roughly that time period. People enjoyed mailing Valentines, and of course, we got door-to-door delivery of mail in 1902 here, and that really spurred more mail and more Valentines.
Okay. Well, how did Valentine's Day, as we know it, get started?
Well, it kind of started evidently as a pagan celebration. The Romans had a festival Lupercalia in February that was a fertility festival dedicated to Fanus, the Roman god of agriculture, as well as the Roman founders of Romulus and Remus. But in 270, roughly, St. Valentine's death occurred, and Christians kind of co-opted that pagan celebration to be St. Valentine's Day, or at least this is the general outline of what is thought about Valentine's Day. I think it's very interesting that Valentine's greetings were popular clear back into the Middle Ages. I had not thought about them being that old. But the oldest known Valentine was written in 1415 by Charles, Duke of Orleans, to his wife while he was imprisoned in the Tower of London after his capture at the Battle of Agincourt. So that's a long time ago for people to be sending out Valentines.
And I wonder how they would have done it back then. You know, we didn't have the courtesy of the U.S. mail. So
personal.
Yeah.
Handing people Valentines, most likely. Of course, Americans began exchanging handmade Valentines early as the 1700s. But the 1840s saw commercially mass-produced Valentines. And after that point, it was a big, big, big business. And it's still a big business today. Rise of postal service, I mentioned door-to-door delivery of mail was one of the spurs. It was inexpensive. You could buy cards inexpensively and mail them, and people enjoyed doing that and still do today.
Well, yeah, no doubt. And there's certainly the success of Hallmark in Kansas City is probably based off of this a little bit, I would imagine.
I was interested to see in 1868, Cadbury's put out the first heart-shaped candy box So I bet folks today will be giving heart-shaped candy boxes to loved ones. So that's been around for 150 years plus. And it's interesting to see those traditions come down. One tradition I think you don't see so much today are the vinegar valentines. And those were the insulting valentines. Those were really popular from the 1840s to the 1940s, and we do have a few of those in our collection. Of course, the heyday of Valentine's was the Victorian era, but it's sustained its popularity all the way through. So I went back in time to look a little bit at what was happening with Valentine's Day. 10 years, 25 years, 50 years, and so on into the past. And one of the things I found from 2009 was a Manhattan Mercury article called Valentine's Go Digital. And it's an article about the high-tech ways to say I love you. And text messages, playlists, e-cards, digital poetry, Valentine radio, and you could buy a 99-cent app and it would locate love songs for you, and another iFlirt app that you could buy for 99 cents that offers advice and pickup lines. So 2009, we were firmly in the digital world, and that was that's a new twist on Valentine today, I think, from the past.
Yeah, it seems like more and more people, probably when it comes to Valentine's Day, they're doing their shopping, they're doing it online, and they're buying the chocolates online. You can buy flowers.
Yes.
That way.
And sending e-cards or text messages or all of those things. It was interesting too in the 2009 Manhattan Mercury, Megan Mosier, the lifestyles editor, and of course she's the main editor today, said to woo your sweetie with homemade chocolate truffles. So I don't know if she still makes chocolate truffles, but she wrote a good article in 2009 about that. Another interesting thing I found was going on in 2009 was the Manhattan Apple Chorus was offering the singing Valentines, which I think they still do today.
Yep.
And that goes back, I saw that in a number of years.
We're going to have them here again in the studio on the 13th.
Oh, how fun.
We started that back here on K-Man about 24, 25 years ago and had them starting to come in, and so we'll have them here on the 13th.
That's a fun
idea. They got
idea.
A number of, they have like five or six different quartets that go out and for a certain dollar figure.
Right.
You can have someone.
Which is a unique calorie-free Valentine message.
Oh, but they do provide chocolates and a flower.
Oh, so I guess it's not
There's some chocolates.
Calorie-free. But it's not too many.
Don't have
calories.
To accept the chocolates.
Not the whole box.
I don't know if it's a box or if it's just some kisses or what. But that's a neat deal.
Well, in 2009, Shepherd's Crossing was doing a Sharing with the Shepherd fundraiser, which I thought was interesting. And I also saw that the Manhattan Center was doing a Valentine's Cabaret. So they offered dessert and music. So that was kind of fun. The other thing I found in 2009 was an ad for Cristallos, which was at 1218 and a half Morrow. And, of course, that was a wonderful jewelry store that used to be in Aggieville.
Awesome. So that's only 10 years ago. Not a lot has changed maybe in the last 10 years, but you go back further and you probably do see a little bit of difference.
Well, I went to 1994 and found that Bonanza was giving a Valentine's Day special, and Ramblers had Friday the Fabulous Alan Lawton Band, and on Saturday Topeka's own Rick Douglas and Lee O'Day. And of course both those restaurants are no longer around. I also found an ad in 1994, 25 years ago, Valentine Day gift certificates from Nautilus Fitness Center at 11th and Morrow. And of course that building is now a parking lot. And I also think offering a fitness center gift certificate Valentine's Day might be a little risky. You'd have to know your audience whether they would appreciate that.
I got one for Christmas.
Well, I hope you appreciated it. It sounds like kind of a nice thing.
I tried really hard.
I guess it does have kind of a... it could be inspirational, though, I guess. Also in 1894, 1994, they had advertisements for things. Dale's Garden Center at 1105 Waters was advertising blooming plants for Valentine's Day. And I suspect that lots of garden stores and florists will have those for this year. Blueville Nursery also was advertising blooming plants. And, of course, Blueville's still here. They were also advertising Valentine's Day sweatshirts and wind chimes, so a variety of things. And, again, I did come across the barbershop quartets going out in 1994.
Cool.
An interesting one I found in 1994 was we had a stretch limousine service here in Manhattan, and they were taking reservations for Valentine's Day. So you could, I guess, take your Valentine out to dinner in style. The Palace Drugstore was also advertising candy, balloons, greeting cards, Russell Stovers, and Crabtree and Evelyn. And you know Crabtree and Evelyn, the soaps and perfume, I think, candles and those sorts of things.
Yeah.
Now, Dean Taylor would tell you that it's Evelyn.
Oh, he'd be absolutely correct. So that's the English pronunciation.
Exactly, and they were in England for a while. So.
It's an English company, so yes, he's absolutely correct. It's Evelyn. You'd know pronunciations.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's the way the dean would say it.
Exactly.
And I think that that's the way when we were doing commercials for them that he asked us to say pronounce it that way.
And I think Palace Drugstore was a major Valentine supply place in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So in 1994...
The Palace was amazing at a lot of things
in
the day.
Oh, absolutely.
And the Palace, by the way, is where Varsity Donuts is now.
Yeah. Okay.
And so they have been able to utilize a lot of the character of that building that has carried on.
It's wonderful to go back in there and kind of see those pieces of the past still there and think back on that. You get a glimpse of 1994 when you do that.
Nice.
The other thing I found was, of course, they gave they had advertising classified ads in the Manhattan Mercury. One of them that I found was Find Your Valentine, Meet Exciting Single Men and Women from Kansas, SASE, Box 1522, Junction City, and SASE means self-addressed stamped envelope. So this was pre-internet dating deal where you did it by mail.
And now that's called BRB.
Talking about something that's gone away here, you don't see personal ads really in the newspaper. At least I don't see them anymore.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a change. Also, Confetti's was advertising. Impress your Valentine with balloons delivered by the Valentine Bandit or the Confetti Pup. Now, I don't know what kind of costumes those people had on, but might have been interesting. And then below that is interdenominational Christian minister will perform marriage ceremonies. And I don't know if that's a direct result of all these Valentine gifts and things or not.
Let's take a quick break. We're a little where we need to take a break. So we'll have more conversation with Cheryl Collins coming up here after this on News Radio KMAN.